It's time for your morning pep talk. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
To News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. If you want to chime in this morning, love to hear from you. 437-1620. I'm Jenna Barr, and I hope you're having an amazing March 1st Monday. It's the fresh start of a new month, and I want to motivate you because I tapped on it a little bit with Mr. Ballinger if you were listening the last half hour. Today is the first day of Women's History Month, and I have a couple of pretty amazing women in studio with me today. My friend Deb Acheson and Shelley Brummett, they are just two of the several founders of a local organization called Magdalene's. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you so much for having us.
Good morning.
Absolutely. So good to see you and kick off this really important month that, you know, we can talk about so many different ways women have impacted and made a difference in history. But we still need to continue on. So I want to talk about Magdalene's and just your mission, your purpose, and then we'll get into your why. So let's just kick it off. What is Magdalene's to you?
Magdalene's is as our heart. We are making history as we move forward. Our hearts have been drawn to the human trafficking industry and helping these women to be removed from that and restored to the people that God intended them to be.
Just to love and serve all women in their journey.
I love that. So, Magdalene's, let's talk about how it came to be.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
I know it's a big, it's a really amazing story. Feel free to share as much or as little as you want and just go for it.
Okay. Mm. Well, it's huge and it's in our backyard, and that's why we're trying to take a stand. People don't realize, they think it's the white paneled van that drives around the mall parking lot. It's not. It's in our backyards. Florida is one of the top in the nation for human trafficking. Mm-hmm. Northwest Florida is at the top of that list. We have that I-10 corridor that moves east and west. We have that corridor coming up from South Florida, and that's how these ladies are being moved. Deb can expand on where we decided to start our initial location.
Yes, we there was a massage parlor in Gulf Breeze, and we are in Gulf Breeze right now, Santa Rosa County, South Santa Rosa, and we noticed that there was a lot of strange things going on at that location, and I drove up one day, and the feds were there, and they were raiding it, and
wow.
They arrested a gentleman who has now pled guilty and is in prison for human trafficking. So we're taking over this building, and we're going to make it, restore it, and make it into Magdalene's gift shop to raise awareness for the human trafficking that's going on in our area, to raise funds. We're going to have a home that we'll be able to take ladies in and just transform their lives.
Exactly. That's amazing. So I love, and I made this comment earlier, how we can flip the script on history. And we've seen it time and time again. I watched a TikTok video that pretty much angered me. And it kind of shared, somebody sent it to me and said, did you see this yet? And it said that, you know, slavery doesn't exist. Trafficking mm-hmm. is not slavery. It's different. They're there by choice. Mm-hmm. And then I bit my tongue, you know, but it's still a prevalent issue. And there's so many other things that are front page news in the headlines, and I understand because they're important too. But also remembering this is still an issue. I've shared it the other day, a couple of things, like the second largest criminal industry in the world.
Absolutely.
And we are still prone to it here in our beautiful Gulf Coast.
Yeah, it's in our backyards, truly.
Absolutely. And trafficking in that bondage is not necessarily what you would see in the movies. It's not a woman necessarily bound by shackles to, you know, a piece of furniture. They can be bound by economic means. They could be, you know, they may have to do this just to survive, just to have food, just to have shelter.
Mm-hmm.
So they are captive, but not necessarily bound by.
And then they also become addicted to the drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's the hard, you know, we have to get them and get them clean,
mm-hmm.
and then help them to restore their lives.
Right. And with the whole flipping the script thing, you're taking something that was hurting people, that was just driving that bus of trafficking and abuse, and you're going to turn it into something empowering and something that will uplift these women and help our area raise more awareness and say, hey.
Yes.
And I love that. There's several organizations around the world that do something similar to this. So I am really excited to have it right here in our home area.
We're hoping to have products that are actually made, and we do have some already that will be made by the human trafficking victims, survivors.
Yes.
And to restore their lives. So those are the type of products that we want to try to bring into Magdalene's Gift and Gallery Shop.
That's amazing.
So we are actually a two-phase
yes.
organization. So we are a nonprofit,
right.
just right off the top. Mm-hmm. But our Magdalene's Gifts and Galleries, which will be located on 98 in Gulf Breeze, it will be the resource for us to build our funds to then phase or to support our second phase.
Right.
We will have an artisan boutique where people can come in and shop. They can come in and have a quiet sanctuary in which to sit.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to come in and read a book, we're going to have a library. We'll have gardens for them to be able to just find peace.
And we'll have classes as well. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be multiple things we will
it's
be
like
doing.
It's like layered.
Yeah. And then, you know, we are affiliated, which is wonderful, with some really powerful people right now. We are associate members of the National Trafficking Shelter Alliance.
Wow.
We are also members of Wellspring Living Institute, mentored by them, a member of Thistle Farms National Network, and they're the ones that make the most amazing products. We're also members of the Circuit One Human Trafficking Task Force. So we've got a lot of good people behind us. As we move forward, we're not going to be by ourselves.
Right. Oh, you can never do this alone. Life alone is not fun. I talked about this the other day with a bunch of women. And life is always better when we have that support.
Mm-hmm.
And especially in something like this where, and let's talk about how this gift and gallery is going to be a support mechanism, because getting that financial foundation for a nonprofit, I've been there, I'm doing it right now.
It's
so difficult and it can, but you're doing it in a really fun way where the public can take part of it and physically see. I didn't wear my bracelet today, but I have a bracelet that I bought at an event, and it was made by a survivor in India, and on it says be yourself.
Mm.
And I always wear it on really hard days where sometimes I feel like, you know, I'm just not good enough, or we all go through those struggles.
Absolutely.
I am no different than anyone else, but knowing that survivor, that woman, is reminding me to be myself. You know, and she can be herself freely because she's experienced that freedom. That's something that I love, looking down at my wrist and just going, yep, be myself. I hope she's being herself today too, because
right.
she deserves it. So having that ability to walk into a shop and take place and purchase something that, you know, is not only beautiful, but has meaning, can be really, really powerful. And I want to talk about it a little bit more. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Sunbelt Conference Basketball is bringing March Madness to Pensacola. Be there March 5th through the 8th as all 12 men's and women's teams compete for the championship. Which team will reign supreme? Get your tickets today and be there for the excitement. Tickets are as low as $15 for two sessions. Kids' tickets start at $5. Experience March Madness, Pensacola style, and cheer your team on to victory. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
This is Mike Wickens, and every Tuesday morning from 9 till 10, I answer your lawn and gardening questions on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Whether it's about your lawn, your vegetable garden, your soil, your trees or shrubs, if you've got questions, we've got the answers. And if you miss it on Tuesday morning, you can hear an encore broadcast every Saturday morning at 9.
The Garden Line with Mike Wickens is presented in part by Barnes Feed Store.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer.
Rest easy with the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. You can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Will it help with her snoring?
I snore.
Does Rudolph have a red nose?
Yes, it can be gently raised on either side to help relieve snoring.
So you can really promise better sleep.
Not promise, prove. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
We are everywhere you are because we're local and we live here too. So we're looking forward to seeing you at the parades, the festivals, and special fundraising events. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
From policy debates to political fights, Chris Wallace anchors Fox News Sunday. Every Sunday at noon on Pensacola's Fox News station. Most trusted, most watched, and in Pensacola, most heard. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Radio 92.3 AM 1620, and you're joining us for your morning pep talk wherever you are. We hope you're enjoying your morning. And today we have Deb Acheson and Shelley Brummett with Magdalene's, and they're sharing about their heart for the mission to reach survivors of human trafficking here in our area and help be able to give the public some ownership as well. Of Absolutely. Being there and supporting mm-hmm. survivors in their healing journey. So we've talked about the gift shop and gallery that's going to be the main supporting mechanism for Magdalene's. But let's talk about the house and why it's important for survivors to have the right kind of healing.
Okay, so the house itself is obviously going to be a secured property in which we are going to be able to house three of these wonderful ladies during this restoration process. And this as well is a multi-level type program. Mm-hmm. We are going to have to reach them on the physical, the emotional, every layer. We're going to have to help them learn how to take care of themselves. We're going to have to get them into a healthy mm-hmm. and whole mental place.
Mm-hmm. It'll be an individualized, comprehensive, trauma-informed, care mm-hmm. with their unique history and circumstances.
And it's catered to each of these ladies individually. Our board of directors is made up of some amazing women. We started out with five directors, and we have expanded to 11.
Wow.
Because each of these women bring a different aspect. We have people who are
certified accountants, yes.
Financial planners, mental health professionals, as well as we are having partners of Magdalene's, which is where people who have a gift or a skill set that they can bring to this organization that don't necessarily want to be on a board of directors, but they might have a resource in which they can help pair us with. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So there's many ways that people in the community can help out, not just come and shop at our gift shop. It's more than that.
Absolutely. A lot more than that. Our ladies, when they come to the home, they can be there for up to 2 years.
Wow.
So that will be, you know, that'll give them a time to for financial literacy. And, I mean, some of them have never had any sort of financial,
Even know how to write a check or balance a checkbook.
Mm-hmm. Right.
One of the biggest things, too, is even though we are faith-based, that is not a criteria for these ladies.
Right.
They will not be forced into anything faith-based. We're all about just bringing them to a healthy and whole and productive part of their life where they can then start over.
Taking them from surviving to thriving.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
I love that it's 2 years. You don't like put a cap. 9 months, all right, you're out. Get out.
Well, and if it takes longer than that, we may address it at that point.
Right.
You know, but 2 years generally will give someone enough time to, you know, learn what they need to do.
That solid foundation mm-hmm. to start from.
Right.
Because, you know, the amount of trauma, like you said, that trauma-informed care is very important, too, when you're helping with the healing process. You don't know mm-hmm. how much it's been there, if it's been since childhood.
Right.
And, you know, and now is this going to be geared for ladies 18 and up?
Yes. Okay. Yes. 18 and up. Because there are some facilities for the younger young ladies. But there's not really much at all for the older. You know, once they age out at 18, there's nowhere for them to go.
Right.
So we're hoping to fill that gap. We're going to stand in the gap, as Brad Dennis would say.
Yes. We love Brad Dennis and his work with Class Kids and Called to Rescue. And that's a partnership y'all have as well in having that expertise.
Yes.
He brings
Absolutely.
So much wisdom to the table. I've had the honor of sitting with him and being able to hear just because, you know, this topic, which sounds really scary, and maybe you're just tuning in, we're speaking with two amazing women from Magdalene's, which, if you don't know, there was a brothel actually right in Gulf Breeze on 98, and thankfully it was overturned, and the perpetrator, one of them at least, was found guilty and is serving the time. But after that, the women need healing. There has to be a place, and maybe, you know, there needs to be a place for people to go to just have that solitude time for up to 2 years. And so they're opening up a storefront that will help fund this amazing healing operation is what I will call it. Although it's so much more, I can't even put into words what really goes into healing an individual, whether it's, you know, sexual trauma or a physical abuse. You know, everybody needs that healing.
Absolutely.
And so what you guys are doing in being able to provide that for them is just so crucial in combating this issue that's all over the world. And, you know, maybe you have a question for them as well, or you want to know how you can get involved. Please text in 437-1620. We'd love to get you connected. Do you guys have a website yet where people can go on?
It's magdalens.org.
Okay.
And you can go to that. And there's opportunities to volunteer as well. I mean, at the gift shop, we will have four-hour shifts, basically. And if you would like to come in and volunteer, or there's so many things that you can volunteer with us, please feel free to go to that site and look at that. And also, if you feel led to give, please go there. There's a site for that, too.
Right. And I always tell people who come on from a nonprofit, if you feel like, oh, I just have to, like, I'm just giving money. No, you are the real hero, because you're
right.
The unsung hero behind the scenes supporting people. You're like the backbone and making just putting the gas in the car and driving it.
Oh,
and it takes
so much that
lot.
Goes along with it. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
I never want to downplay somebody's support. It's so needed. No matter what organization you give to, you're a hero. Before we take another break, I do want to talk about do you have the facility yet for Magdalene's? Are you breaking ground or doing anything, gutting any walls yet?
We are in the process.
Okay.
So it's going to take a little while, but hopefully June or July mm-hmm. is when we hope to break for Magdalene's home.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So
now what about the storefront?
We're in the process of that too.
Okay.
We should be taking it over shortly.
All right. That's right. Well, March is a good month, and we're just going to say that it's going to happen.
Absolutely.
And have positive thoughts,
yes,
and encouragement, yes, for that. All right, we have a little bit more. Stick around.
Are you thinking about selling your house? Perhaps wondering if right now is the best time to sell? Absolutely. The real estate market is hot and inventory in our area is low, but the demand is high, which means every day you wait to list your house might be costing you valuable time and money. Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team with Leavenrinke Realty are the people to call to help you get your house sold. Christina and her team are committed to getting you the most money for your home and are here to help you every step along the way. Christina and her team have approved buyers prepared to close on a house, and there's simply not enough houses available. That means there's absolutely no reason you should wait any longer. Call Christina and her team right now at 850-723-9158. There's no obligation, absolutely no risk. Call Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team with Leavenrinke Realty right now. 850-723-9158. 850-723-9158. 850-723-9158.
Hi, I'm Annalee Leonard with Mainstay Financial Group. Join me Tuesday mornings at 10 on News Radio 92.3 for the Pensacola Expert Panel, Winning with Annalee. Early in life, I learned an important lesson about educating others about money. That knowledge can help you achieve your vision for your retirement. Tomorrow morning at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
What if the music stopped? If the familiar voices were silenced? If there were no breaking news updates? What if your companion and connection to your community came with a monthly fee? Don't worry, we're free local radio with you wherever you go. Celebrating 100 years and looking forward to the next 100. We are broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and let Congress know you depend on your local TV and radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
On your morning pep talk, wherever you're at today. I hope that you are being blessed as much as I am with our friends Deb and Shelley from Magdalene's. Before we go, it kind of just creeps up on us. It goes really fast. I want to just talk a little bit more about what's pressing on your heart for the reason why we should get involved in this fight.
It's here. It's right here in our back door. There's a huge need for what we're doing. And not only us, there's a lot of different people that may be getting involved and trying to help with this. And I would love to coordinate and collaborate with those people, mm-hmm, and try to just do whatever we can to help each other.
Yeah, I love that. Absolutely.
And these are long-lasting effects that these women are dealing with. It's not, like you said, it's not just someone that you get a visual from a movie. I mean, mm-hmm, these women are dealing with shame and grief and loss, the loss of the stability of their homes, their finances, their just their personal beings. They have trauma. We just want to partner with our local friends and family and community to help them overcome these so they can then be whole and thriving, just like God had created them to live.
Yes. And I do want to point out before we wrap up here in about a minute that you guys have an excellent relationship with law enforcement as well. I want to give you that.
Yes.
We have talked about it before, just because I'm an honorary member of the Circuit One Human Trafficking Task Force.
Awesome.
And so we know that you work alongside law enforcement in the appropriate way, helping them helping you, guidance alongside each other helps so much in having that relationship. So people should know as well that you have the right partners, not just with other organizations, but with our law enforcement that's out there right
that's
in our
huge
community and seeing it themselves. I want to give people an opportunity one more time to hear the website. Do you guys have a Facebook page they can get into?
We do. We have Facebook. It's Magdalene's Inc. And then our website is magdalens.org.
Okay.
So please go to those and like us and be our friend. We would love to see your input.
Share our story.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about educating and bringing awareness to what's going on in our own backyard. We can change a life one person at a time. I mean, it just...